بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. الحمد لله رب العالمين، والصلاة والسلام على سيدنا محمد وعلى آله وأصحابه أجمعين. أما بعد، فأعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. يوم لا ينفع مال ولا بنون إلا من أتى الله بقلب سليم. صدق الله العظيم. وقال النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم: إذا مات ابن آدم انقطع عمله إلا من ثلاث: إلا من صدقة جارية، أو علم ينتفع به، أو ولد صالح يدعو له، أو كما قال صلى الله عليه وسلم. Respected friends and elders, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala sent Nabi Kareem صلى الله عليه وسلم to this dunya to guide us and to show us the path back to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, to show us the path back to Jannah. Adam alayhi salam came into this dunya from Jannah. All of us ought to have been aspiring to be going back to Jannah. Every insan, every human has a place designated for him in Jannah. This is the justice of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, that if a person follows the correct path, then his place is reserved. Similarly, there's a place reserved for everyone in Jahannam. That if a person fails to adopt the way of Allah and His messengers, sallallahu alaihi wasallam, then his place in Jahannam is booked and reserved. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala created the system so that people don't think that somebody is deprived of Jannah because it got too full. There was no place. Every person has his place written in Jannah. But respected friends and elders, we have to earn that place. And that will only come by implementing the commands of Allah, the sunnah of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, by increasing in our a'mal and good deeds. A man in his life, respected friends and elders, he is either with his family, or he is earning a livelihood, getting some wealth and money, or he is doing something else, he's engaged in some action and some deed. The hadith of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam in Bukhari Sharif, Muslim Sharif mentions, Sayyidina Anas radiallahu anhu says, Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, يَتْبَعُ الْمَيِّتَ ثَلَاثِ. Three things follow a person. When a man dies and he goes, then three things follow him. فَيَرْجِعُ إِثْنَانِ وَيَبْقَى وَاحِدٌ. From the graveyard, two come back. They leave him there and they come back home. And one only remains with him and goes with him into the grave. يَتْبَعُهُ أَهْلُهُ وَمَالُهُ وَعَمَلُهُ. The three things that accompany every dead man is أَهْلُهُ, his family, near and dear ones and friends who are going to bury him. مَالُهُ, his wealth. In those days, the wealth of the Arabs used to be brought with to the graveyard to display the amount of wealth they amassed in the world. Or it could be in the form of a man's car and his conveyances, etc., are used to come to the graveyard. And the third thing is his actions, his deeds, whether it be good or bad, that will come with him. But when he's put into the grave, respected friends and elders, it's only his deeds and his actions that will remain there with him. His family also won't come and join him in that qabr. His wealth also won't be put with him in that qabr. So, فَيَرْجِعُ أَهْلُهُ وَمَالُهُ. His family and wealth go back. وَيَبْقَى عَمَلُهُ. His deeds only remain with him. Which shows us, respected friends and elders, the only thing we really own is what we do. The only thing we really own and that belongs to us is our actions. Respected friends and elders, when it comes to a man's wealth, Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, again in a hadith of Bukhari Sharif mentions, يَقُولُ ابْنُ آدَمَ of Muslim Sharif, Nabi says, يَقُولُ ابْنُ آدَمَ مَالِي مَالِي. Man says, my wealth, my wealth. وَهَلْ لَكَ يَبْنَ آدَمَ مِنْ مَالِ. Nabi then says, that, oh man, do you really have any wealth? You don't know, nothing belongs to you. إِلَّا مَا أَكَلْتَ فَأَفْنَيْتَ. Besides the wealth you finish, consume and eat up. أَوْ لَبِسْتَ فَأَبْلَيْتَ. Or the wealth you wore in the form of clothing and became old, that was yours. أَوْ تَصَدَّقْتَ فَأَمْضَيْتَ. Or that wealth which you used to give as sadaqah and send forth in the akhirah. Besides that, nothing belongs to you. And that becomes manifest at every janazah. Every janazah, respected friends and elders, we see this reality, that people go to the graveyard, but nobody accompanies that person in his grave. We go and lay him down and we come out. No wealth of his is put with him in the grave. The only thing that is with him, and that is our iman and belief, is that his actions. A hadith in Musnad Ahmad mentions, when a person goes to the qabr, then somebody, فَيَأْتِيهِ الرَّجُلُ, a believer, one who did good in this world, one for whom Allah has kept good in the akhirah. When he goes to the qabr, يَأْتِيهِ الرَّجُلُ, something, a man will come to him in the grave. حَسَنُ الْوَجْهِ, حَسَنُ الثِّيَابِ, حَسَنُ الرِّيحِ, a man with a good appearance, good face, good clothing, good fragrance and smell. And he will tell him, أَبْشِرْ بِمَا يَسُرُّكُ, be happy, rejoice, there is good waiting for you. So the person in the grave will tell him that, who are you? Your face and your appearance is that of a person who brings good. وَجْهُكَ وَجْهُ الَّذِي يَأْتِي بِالْخَيْرِ. He says, yes, I am your good deeds. And a sinner, a person who didn't make tawbah before leaving this dunya, a person who took deeds with him but they were bad deeds, a person who took sins and wrongs with him to the qabr, when he goes into the grave, then يَأْتِيهِ الرَّجُلُ قَبِيحُ الْوَجْهِ قَبِيحُ الثِّيَابِ مُنْتِنُ الرِّيحِ. A man will come to his grave also, but that person will have an ugly face, ugly clothing, and a foul smell, a stink and a stench. And he will tell him, أَبْشِرْ بِمَا يَسُوءُكْ, watch out. Watch out for what's going to come onto you. And then he tells him, who are you? You seem to be the carrier of bad news. You seem to be somebody who brings bad. He says, yes, I am your bad deeds. Our a'mal, respected friends and elders, will accompany us in the qabr. That person who will do good in this life will take it with him and will be successful. If a man spent his life to amass wealth so that he can boast with those around him, then the hadith of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam tells us, this person is under shaitan's spell. فَهُوَ فِي سَبِيلِ الشَّيْطَانِ, that person who goes out to earn just so that he can compete, just so that he can have more, just so that he can build a better house than his neighbor, and furnish his house better than his brother, and drive a better car than his cousin, and go on a better holiday than his friends. Then, respected friends and elders, فَهُوَ فِي سَبِيلِ الشَّيْطَانِ, the hadith says, this man is in shaitan's path, meaning shaitan has taken control of him. We have not come in this dunya for that, respected friends and elders. This hadith is showing us the reality. This hadith is showing us that if a person works properly and he follows the commands of Allah and His Messenger sallallahu alaihi wasallam, then at the time when we are most in need, at the time when we are most in need, respected friends and elders, we will have something to support us. The hadith in Sahih ibn Hibban says that when a person is in the qabr, his different a'mal, different deeds come from different angles. His salat from the head, his zakat from the right, his fasting from the left, his other forms of good and khayrat and good akhlaq and good that he did to others will come from the foot side. And when the adab of Allah wants to come, from any direction he will have this defense. But that person who was void of these deeds, then he has let down his guard. He's got no shield and protection against the punishment that awaits from the qabr onwards. The hadith told us that a man's wealth and his family will abandon him. There are many such people, respected friends and elders, whose wealth brought them no benefit when they left this dunya, whose family never benefited them when they left this dunya. Allah says, يَوْمَ لَا يَنْفَعُ مَالُ وَلَا بَنُونَ. The day of Qiyamah is such a day when wealth and children won't benefit you. Allah says regarding the munafiqun, they came to Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, شَغَلَتْنَا أَمْوَالُنَا وَأَهْلُونَا. We were too occupied in our wealth and family. And there are many such warnings in Quran that don't be beguiled, don't be misled, don't be fooled and trapped. When a man dies, his family cries, yes. But why are they crying? Are they crying because they're going to miss us? Are they crying because there is nobody now to comfort them? Or are they crying for our sake? Even when a kafir dies, his kafir relatives and friends cry. But respected friends and elders, that family of ours who cries for our akhirah, that is that family that will still benefit us. Ibn Rajab rahimahullah explains, one of the pious predecessors was on his deathbed. His father or his parents, his children, his wife, they were all crying. So he asked each of them, why are you crying? The parents say, there is now nobody, if you go, there will be no one to support us, to serve us. The wife says, when you leave, I will miss you. Who's going to provide for me? Who's going to feed me? Who's going to accommodate me? The children say, when we lose our father, we'll become yatims. Who will be above us? Who will be our support? He said, كُلُّكُمْ بَكَى لِدُنْيَايَا. All of you all were crying because of dunya. أَمَا مِنْكُمْ مَنْ يَبْكِي لِآخِرَتِي. Is there no one among you, my own family, who is crying for my akhirat? أَمَا مِنْكُمْ مَنْ يَبْكِي لِمَا يَلْقَاهُ مِنَ التُّرَابِ فِي وَجْهِ. Is there nobody going to cry because he's going to throw soil on my face? أَمَا مِنْكُمْ مَنْ يَبْكِي لِمُسَاءَلَةِ الْمُنْكَرِ وَالنَّكِيرِ. Is there nobody that's going to cry because of me facing the questions of Munkar and Nakir? أَمَا مِنْكُمْ مَنْ يَبْكِي لِمَقَامِي بَيْنَ يَدَي رَبِّي. Is there nobody among you who will cry about what's going to happen when I stand in front of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala? فَصَرَخَ صَرْخَةً ثُمَّ مَاتْ. And he gave out a shriek and died. So respected friends and elders, our deen is so beautiful. On one hand, the hadith has mentioned that a person can be abandoned by his wealth when he leaves this dunya, can be abandoned by his family when he leaves this dunya. But on the other hand, Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam has given us the solution too. He has shown us how even after you have left this dunya, that family will not abandon you. They will still be with you. That wealth will not abandon you, they'll still be with you. A hadith in Muslim Sharif says, إِذَا مَاتَ بْنُ آدَمَ إِنْقَطَعَ عَمَلُهُ إِلَّا مِنْ ثَلَاثٍ. When a man dies, all his actions come to an end. He can't read one more rak'at of salah. He can't say one more subhanallah. Not even the scene of subhanallah can he utter. All his actions come to an end. إِلَّا مِنْ ثَلَاثٍ. But there are still three avenues that are open for him. مِنْ صَدَقَةٍ جَارِيَةٍ. Number one is صَدَقَةِ جَارِيَةٍ. Sadaqah Jariyah, in other words, when he donated in such a cause, in such an avenue, that after he is long gone also from this dunya, people are still benefiting from that. For example, he donated water in some area, he dug a borehole, he built a masjid, a madrasa, he carpeted a masjid, he built a wuzu khana, he supported a student of deen, he made somebody a alim. Long after he's gone, the result of that sadaqah that he has given, respected friends and elders, is still benefiting him. This is now a person who has maximized. He lived his life in this dunya. After he's gone, that wealth is still benefiting him. That hadith I quoted earlier, Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam says, this is your only wealth. The wealth that you send forth, ma tasaddaqta fa amdayt, that's the wealth you have. That's yours. If you sent it forth in the court of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Sadaqatin jariyah, respected friends and elders. And sadaqah jariyah, what is the ideal? The ideal is if a man is giving sadaqah. Sadaqah, not zakat. Zakat every man has to give, respected friends and elders. Unfortunately, today the notion has become so widespread. That is, if I'm giving zakat, I feel I'm generous. I feel I'm doing a lot of good. Alhamdulillah, we have fulfilled the command of Allah. A person gave, for example, 10,000 rand zakat. He felt he gave a lot. Another person gave 100,000 rand in zakat. He feels I've given a lot. Another person had to give 1 million rand in zakat. But this is what was faraz and binding and wajib on you. But what about the sunnah before the salah, the sunnah after salah? What about when you build your house and you don't only have bricks? No, you put cement again, you plaster the walls. And then you paint the walls. And then you decorate it. And then you got one fence, and then you got a gate, and you got another gate. All of that to protect you. The same here, respected friends and elders. Zakat is one fariba, one obligation, yes. And if a person gave 10 million rand in zakat as well, that is his obligation that he is discharging. Can we call him a generous man? We will call him an upright Muslim. A generous man is a man who maybe matches that in his nafil sadaqah. That is now the sadaqah jariyah you have to give. That is what you must send forth in the court of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala over and above your zakat contribution. Sadaqatin jariyah is one way in which you will benefit after leaving this dunya. Aw ilmin yuntafa'u bihi. The second avenue is knowledge if he taught someone which benefited him. There are so many ulama who have left this dunya. Sahaba radiyallahu anhum, tabi'un, tabi' tabi'in, the muhaddithun, fuqaha, and so many other ulama who have left this dunya centuries ago. Till today they are alive. Till today they are alive in our lives because we are quoting them, we are benefiting from them, we are reading their books, we are being inspired by their inspirational quotes and advices. They are long gone, but that knowledge that they left behind is benefiting till this day. Like that, respected friends and elders, if a person taught something good to the next man, you don't have to be a qualified alim to pass on knowledge. Whatever little you know of deen, if you shared that beneficial knowledge, today we are sharing a lot, respected friends and elders. A lot of what we are sharing, really, is it benefiting us? Is it benefiting the sender before even benefiting the person he sends it to? Rather, benefit others, respected friends and elders, and share with knowledge of deen. Whatever little authentic knowledge we have, share that with somebody else. You taught somebody how to read salah, how to make wudu, how to recite the kalima, how to recite Quran. Then after we have left this dunya also, we will still benefit from these. And the third thing, O waladin salihin yad'u lah, O a pious child, pious offspring who will make dua for him. This is that family, respected friends and elders, the normal man of this dunya, a person who did not follow the commands of Allah and His Messenger sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, he's abandoned by his family once he's gone. And many of them, Allah save us, are abandoned even when they are alive. But through this beautiful hadith, the family will not abandon you after you have left this dunya. That child, if you gave him the morals of Islam, the sunnah of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, yes, and then you made him whatever else you made him in dunya. But you taught him Islamic values. You instilled in him the fear of Allah. You brought him close to the masjid, close to the ulama. You gave him basic knowledge of deen. That child will not forget you, respected friends and elders. He will make dua for you. This hadith has shown us, respected friends and elders, that there are some who are dead, who leave this dunya, they are gone, but as if they are still alive. Because their account is still being filled. The book of deeds is still increasing and increasing, the good is increasing. On the other hand, there are people, Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam mentioned, that there are some who are walking around, seem to be alive, but they are already dead. مَثَلُ الَّذِي يَذْكُرُ رَبَّهُ وَالَّذِي لَا يَذْكُرُ رَبَّهُ مَثَلُ الْحَيِّ وَالْمَيِّتِ. The difference between a person who remembers Allah, who is conscious of Allah and aware of Allah, and the one who is not, is like the example of the living and the dead. The one who is not bothered of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala's command, the one who is not conscious of Allah, doesn't think of Allah, is like he's already dead. Respected friends and elders, this hadith here is there to open our eyes. This hadith has given us an opportunity to make a change in our life. Make a change so that when we leave, our accounts are not closed. When we leave this dunya, rewards are still continuing and continuing and continuing. Take for example the child of waladin salih. Ulama say, Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said that pious child who will make dua for you. That is just an example, he will make dua for you. Even if he doesn't make dua for you, you will be rewarded. Whatever good your son does, whatever good your family does, after you have left this dunya, whether you are alive or even after you have left, you will continue to receive the reward. Because you were the sabab, you were the cause. And when a person goes into the qabr, he is shown the good that his family is doing after him. Whether it be the good or the bad, when he sees the good, he gets happy. He gets happy because they are on haqq, they are on the straight path. He gets happy because he is benefiting also through thawab-e jariyah. And when he sees that they are engaged in wrong, they are engaged in haram, they are doing wrong, then this hurts him in the qabr. This hurts him, respected friends and elders. So that child that we have, those children that we have, respected friends and elders, what have we given them? You know, sometimes a father says, what haven't I done? What haven't I done for my child? Let us ask ourselves this question, who among us is sure that when I close my eyes and leave this dunya, then my child won't forget me? How sure are we that he will not be more worried about the miras and inheritance rather than my akhirat and my maghfirat and what will happen to me in the court of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala? We may say, what have we not done for our children? But respected friends and elders, sometimes we have to ask our questions, really, what have we done? What have we done? Yes, we chose the best of institutions for their secular education. We send them to the best of schools. We send them to university. We took them on holidays. We give them the best of clothes. But respected friends and elders, all of that does not define a man in the court of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. That doesn't define you in the court of Allah. That's not going to benefit you after you leave this dunya. And in the process, because our goal, our ultimate goal was to give him a good education. Our ultimate goal was he must earn a high salary and get a top job. In the process, what happened, we never realized. The collateral damage, he was exposed to so much of haram. Sometimes going to a Christian school, sometimes intermingling, music classes, art classes, parties, year-end parties. And even worse, respected friend and elders, our daughters also are being sent. And the father gets happy. This is the state of the dunya today. The father gets happy, my daughter has been accepted in this particular university. Even though she has to travel hundreds of miles away from the home, she has to stay in a boarding school with no mahram, with strangers intermingling all the time. In between, what have we lost? We may have achieved, she may get that top job. That son of mine may get that top job and good salary. But respected friends and elders, what priorities have we put in him? What have we taught him that what comes first? Then when a man is abandoned by his children, even when he is alive, and then he asks the question, what didn't I do for my child? That's a fool's question, respected friends and elders. We need to ask, what have we done for our children? One person put it so nicely. He says, لَيْسَ الْبَلِيَّةُ فِي أَيَّامِنَا عَجَبًا. Trials, calamity, difficulty, that's not strange and unique in our times. Many people are suffering. بَلِ السَّلَامَةُ فِيهَا أَعْجَبُ الْعَجَبِ. To be safe and secure, sound, that's a unique thing, very few people are enjoying that. And then he says, لَيْسَ الْجَمَالُ بِأَثْوَابٍ تُزَيِّنُنَا. Beauty is not through the good clothes we are wearing. That's not beauty. إِنَّ الْجَمَالَ جَمَالُ الْعَقْلِ وَالْأَدَبِ. Real beauty is the beauty of a person who has intellect and proper manners. لَيْسَ الْيَتِيمُ الَّذِي قَدْ مَاتَ وَالِدُهُ. A yatim, an orphan, is not the one who lost his father. His father has passed away. إِنَّ الْيَتِيمَ يَتِيمُ الْعِلْمِ وَالْأَدَبِ. The real yatim and orphan is the one who was deprived of proper knowledge of deen and the adab and etiquette of Islam. That is a yatim, respected friends and elders. In the light of this poem, and how aptly he has put it, there are many people, many children in society whose parents are alive, but they are like yatim. Their parents are alive, but they are like yatim because the parents' focus was something else. His goal was something else. We have come in this dunya to leave this dunya, respected friends and elders. We have come here to leave. But we did more for this life than the akhirah. We worried more of my child's dunya. We worried more of my own dunya. What about when I leave this dunya? What about when I go in the court of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala? What is going to be the condition, respected friends and elders? If you look around us today, look at society in general. It is all a result of this skewed principles we have. Of the topsy-turvy lives we are leading. The problems at every corner, respected friends and elders. This couplet started by him saying, everyone is in trouble. In this zamana, everyone is suffering. And he ended it off by saying that one of the causes is because we have not passed on Islam. We have not lived the real Islam. We have not passed on true deen and morals of deen to our children. Respected friends and elders, if my next goal is just so I can improve the level of my luxury in this dunya, my next goal is so I can go on a better holiday than somebody else, my next goal is how I can spend my wealth where I want to, not where Allah and His Messenger wants to, then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala save us. That is a man, when he leaves, he's abandoned. When he leaves his dunya, his family will abandon him, his wealth will abandon him also, because he never made proper use of that wealth. If you are happy with us giving our zakat and not giving lillah, you are not giving sadaqah and nafil and voluntary donations and charity. Why? Because you want the next better phone, and you want that better clothing, and you want the better car, so you can't afford to spend on somebody else. And we are appeasing with our zakat, respected friends and elders, and we spend the rest of our wealth in everything else of the dunya, then that very same wealth will leave us. That wealth will not be with us, there'll be bay wafai, it'll be unfaithful. It's not ours, we're leaving it for somebody else. But if you made proper use, respected friends and elders, then when you leave this dunya, it's coming with you. It's there in the akhirah to save you and support you. If it is just because of competition among the families, sometimes competition among the women of the community, and to satisfy, my wife needs to go for this holiday, and my wife needs that kind of a luxury, respected friends and elders. We are not saying you must not lead a life of luxury, but the life of extravagance. The life of competition is what Allah and His Messenger sallallahu alayhi wa sallam has discouraged. The hadith in Tirmidhi Sharif mentions, إِذَا كَانَ أُمَرَاءُكُمْ خِيَارَكُمْ. When those in charge of you are the best among you. Those that were most suited for the job. Look around us. Who are our leaders, respected friends and elders? Who are those that are ruling? Can we even name even one who we can refer to as خِيَارَنَا, the best among us? إِذَا كَانَ أُمَرَاءُكُمْ خِيَارَكُمْ وَأَغْنِيَاءُكُمْ سَمْحَاءَكُمْ. And the rich among you, meaning those who have wealth. The rich is a man who is paying zakat. He's a man who is rich. Not just a man who is a millionaire and a multi-millionaire. Any person who is giving zakat, that is ghina. وَأَغْنِيَاءُكُمْ سَمْحَاءَكُمْ. They are the generous among you. They are spending in society. A hadith in Bukhari and Muslim both mention, نِعْمَ صَاحِبُ الْمَرْ. Wealth is an excellent partner. It's a very good thing to have نِعْمَ صَاحِبُ الْمَرْءِ لِمَنْ قَالَ بِهِ هَكَذَا وَهَكَذَا وَهَكَذَا. Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, for that person who does like this, like that and like that, indicating to the right and left, meaning gives it in all channels. In some riwayat mentions, gives it for the miskeen, the yateem and the traveler, the ibn al-sabil. It's an excellent partner. So وَأَغْنِيَاءُكُمْ سَمْحَةً. They are the generous among you. They are not the bakhil and the misers. وَأُمُورُكُمْ شُورَ بَيْنَكُمْ. And your matters are decided through mutual consultation. There's love and muhabbat. We decide sitting together. Our disputes are not taken to courts. Our disputes are not settled based on individual opinions. No, there is mashura. Sahaba made mashura with Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam for everything. Sayyidina Umar wants to buy something. O Nabi of Allah, can I buy it? Sayyidina Sahabi wants to go on a particular journey. O Nabi of Allah, I want to go. Can I go? Sahabi got a new produce, new fruit in his orchard. He brings it to the Nabi of Allah first. Everything was mutual. You don't only need the Mawlana when you're getting married, respected friends and elders. You don't only need the Mawlana when it's time for divorce. No, mashura for everything. Everything in our lives. When these three qualities are found, Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, فَظَهْرُ الْأَرْضِ خَيْرٌ لَكُمْ مِنْ بَطْنِهَا. Then for you to be on top of the earth is better than being under the earth. Then you have a right to live on this earth. But when the opposite happens, وَإِذَا كَانَ أُمَرَاءُكُمْ شِرَارَكُمْ. When that time comes, when your leaders are the worst among you. The leaders are the biggest rogues. When that one person came from the farm, a Bedouin was in the city, and he sees a big entourage of some VIP going past. That there's police cars in the front and at the back. And in front of those cars, there are police on motorcycles, and the sirens are on. This farmer, this Bedouin turns and he sees and he says to himself, he says, such a big rogue I never saw in my life. And that's a reality today, respected friends and elders. So when your leaders are the worst among you, وَأَغْنِيَاءُكُمْ بُخَلَاءَكُمْ. And those among you who have wealth, they are the misers. They are the ones who don't spend on others. It's being used for your personal luxury and gain. It's being used for dunya, not for akhirah. Then that is a bakhil. Again, let me ask that question, respected friends and elders. That person who's giving his zakat only, will we call him a generous man? Irrespective of how much zakat you are giving, your generosity is defined by your nafil and voluntary contributions. وَأَغْنِيَاءُكُمْ بُخَلَاءَكُمْ. When your rich become the misers. وَأُمُورُكُمْ إِلَىٰ نِسَائِكُمْ. Which unfortunately has become a sad reality today. When your matters are decided by your woman. When everything is about the woman. When you are happy that the woman is taking charge of the house. When you are happy that your daughter can go and earn and support the house. It was never, respected friends and elders, her duty. Never the duty of the woman to support the home. We get happy when my daughter is allowed to go and become, so to say, food. Food to become food and candy for everybody else outside. Allah save us. How many hundreds and thousands of haram glances are coming on our daughters outside from the time they are sent to those universities and then going out to work in the marketplace. There may be certain special cases, respected friends and elders, but al-ahkam mutunatu bil ghalib. When we discuss the dominant situation, not the exclusions, not the exceptions to the rule. But generally, respected friends and elders, and the father, imagine the father is happy, my daughter got a job. She can go stand behind the counter and serve people. When she is supposed to be the queen of the house. وَأُمُورُكُمْ إِلَىٰ نِسَائِكُمْ. The hadith says, when your matter ends up by your woman. فَبَطْنُ الْأَرْضِ خَيْرٌ لَكُمْ مِنْ ظَهْرِهَا. Then it's better for you to be under the earth than above the earth. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, open our eyes to the reality, respected friends and elders. Again, to recap the hadith I quoted at the beginning, the hadith says when a man dies, three things go with him to the qabr: his family, his wealth, and his actions. The only thing that will remain with him is his action. His family will abandon him there and leave him. His wealth also won't accompany him and join him in the grave. They will go back. And on the other hand, the hadith also mentions a way and a method. If we adopt while we are alive, then after we leave this dunya, that family won't abandon us. That wealth won't deceive us and won't let us down. And that is a hadith that says that when a man dies, then all his actions come to an end besides three. Sadaqatin jariyah. While he was alive, he gave sadaqah and he gave donations to such a cause that is continuing after him. He's providing a soup kitchen somewhere. He dug a well somewhere. He gave kitabs. He sponsored Qur'ans. He built a masjid. He contributed towards a madrasa. He gave to something that is continuing long after he has left this dunya. His reward will continue. Here's his wealth not letting him down. Here's his wealth still benefiting him and not abandoning him after he has left this dunya. Number two, وَعِلْمٍ يُنْتَفَعُ بِهِ. Knowledge, beneficial knowledge that he has left in this dunya. He taught somebody something good. After he has left this dunya, those people are continuing practicing on what he taught them. That will benefit him in the akhirah. And thirdly, and pious offspring. Pious children who will not forget him, who will make dua for him, who will cry when he dies. Not because they're going to miss him only. Not because they fear who's going to support him. Who's going to support them? They will cry because they're worried about his akhirah. They will cry for his forgiveness in the court of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Here is it, the family will not abandon such a man. That kind of a family. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala give us tawfiq and open our eyes to the reality. Wa akhiru da'wana alhamdulillahi rabbil alamin.